The measure is aimed at covering a projected $30,000 shortfall in revenue for the Harbor Department and includes a 6.5% increase in regular stall rates from $32 to $34 a foot per year. There are also boosts in transient vessel and tour ship moorage, as well as boat grid fees. In an effort to attract more users, the measure does provide a cheaper rate for the mostly empty 20-foot stalls in South Harbor. During Monday night's public hearing on the measure, Harbor Board member and tug operator Harold Madallin called for the City Council to take another look at cutting costs rather than raising rates to meet budget shortfalls.
I don't want to go down there and just wholesale lay a bunch of people off, but I haven't seen, in all the years I've been on the Harbor Board, I haven't seen any cutting of the budget. There's nothing. It just keeps creeping up, and where's the incentive? I mean, if you're in government and you're efficient and you cut costs, how are you ever going to get a rate increase? It's you're better off just saying, oh man, it's really tough. We gotta raise rates.
Madallin admitted he didn't have a solution and didn't know whether he could tell counselors not to approve the increase, but he said they should seriously look at cutting costs in all departments. The harbor last had a rate increase in late 2005 when the city standardized and boosted the per-foot charge substantially in order to meet increasing costs. Users saw their moorage go up 50% or more depending on vessel size. The increase was partly rolled back the following spring after complaints from some harbor users, but harbor users still have a mix of opinions on the issue. Charter boat operator Julie Hersey said Monday that no one wants their expenses to go up, but she didn't think the rates were unreasonable. She pointed out that it costs a lot more to tie up in Seattle or Port Townsend, and she valued the round-the-clock service Petersburg provides, from security to snow shoveling.
It would have been up to my waist if I, you know, hadn't had people shoveling all night. And that's been the last two winters it's been like that. And then in the summertime, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but there's yahoos on boats in the harbor. They get totally out of control. And I've got guests on the boat, you know, when we come to town. And all I've had to call the harbor many times and say, can you come by, just do a walk by? And they do, and it's over. And I know that Chief Stone has also said that he really relies on that security down in the harbor, because they are his eyes and ears, and that keeps things calm in town in the summertime.
When it came time for counselors to discuss the issue, they made a couple of amendments, and that included removing an increase in boat launch ramp fees. That change was to comply with a funding agreement the city has with the state, which helped pay for the ramp's construction. But the broader focus of Monday's council discussion was how to pay for the Harbor Department in the long run. Councilor Bob Nilsen did not oppose the ordinance, but he wanted the city to look towards another revenue source.
Our whole problem seems by we don't have enough money for the harbor, and we can't get enough money by raising the rates, be truthful about it. So the only way that we can get the money is we have to go back to the raw fish tax and have more of it like other harbors. And so we can avoid the subject all we want. We can take this 6.5%. We still haven't solved the problem.
The city currently uses most of its raw fish tax for general city services and contributes anything over $500,000 to the harbor. Along with calling for more of the city's fish tax to go into the harbors, Nilsen also suggested reducing costs. He questioned the need for 24-hour staffing. Councilor Melinda Hofstad suggested the harbor needed to be more efficient.
You know, we just had a huge, huge increase 2 years ago, and it's just money is just pouring into the harbor, and at some point, we can't do it all on increases, but at some point, efficiencies have to be made. And that's just the bottom line. And nobody likes it, but it has to be done.
Hofstad served on the Harbor Board prior to the council, and prior to that, she was one of the harbor users who convinced the council to partly roll back the last increase in 2005. Councilor Dan Hickman also served on the Harbor Board in the past, and he currently takes care of a number of boats in the harbor. He agreed the city did need to find a long-term solution to the harbor's revenue needs, but he did not see a way to cut costs other than cutting staff hours, and he thought that would be a bad idea.
Let's do that. Beautiful. And see how long these skippers and all these people that have to work around the clock put up with it. I'm going to vote for this, and I just can't. I don't know where people are coming from if the 6.5% is going to break them. I want those people down there personally.
Hickman pointed out that the cost of everything is going up every year, and the 6.5% increase is meant to cover operations and maintenance. Mayor Al Dwyer urged City Manager Richard Underkoffler to move ahead with a planned survey of harbor users to find out whether they're willing to sacrifice some of the services they have now in order to avoid higher rates.
We're speculating on what the harbor users want. And I think without a poll that answers all of those questions that we're all bringing up tonight, we're kind of blind here.
But for now, at least, rates will go up. With Councillor Hofstad opposed, the council ultimately voted 6-1 to approve the rate increase in second and then third and final reading Monday night. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.